listeners of AC English, welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
This is Sayla.
Sayla, 今天是国际妇女节。
March 8th is International Women's Day. So that's today, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So do American people celebrate this day?
They don't celebrate it as much as maybe other countries or as they probably should, but they're starting to celebrate it a little bit more.
也就是在美国的话是不过这个三八妇女节的哈，所以就是 nothing much happens.
Nothing much happens, but recently it's become more popular, maybe in the news or with celebrities, but normal people still don't do a lot for it.
其实在中国可能就是会放半天假呀，然后给这个妇女就是弄点花。
In the US, there is National Women's Day on August 8th.But I think that's celebrated even less than International Women's Day.
所以就是美国是有这个 Women's Day, 但是是在 August 8th, 八月八号。
Yeah.
但是我听说你们好像是有一个 Women's March.
Yeah, so this actually started in 2017 when Donald Trump was president and people were very upset at him. Thousands of people got together on March 7th or 8th, and they would march together for women's rights and to raise awareness about issues in relation to women.
所以呢，就是在美国的话，这个 Women's March, 这个 March 指的并不是三月，而是指的一种游行，对吧？一般是在这个三月份开始，对吧？三月七号、八号这样的。主要是想要争取一些权利，女权运动相当于。
Every year around this time, well, actually only since 2017, but they will march together, maybe thousands of people together, in big cities. They'll be holding signs with different things and protesting and wanting to change things.
March 就是游行，所以呢，在美国是不太过这个三八妇女节的。但是三月份的时候呢，他们会有一个妇女游行，为女性争取一些权利。
It recently has caused a little bit of controversy or disagreement because sometimes the issues that they are protesting, people will disagree with. And so people can see the march as very different things depending on who they are.
Yeah, sure. 就有的时候这种 march, 这种游行呢也会引起 controversy, 就是引起一些争议，对吧？
Yeah.
但是今年应该没有了吧，因为这个 COVID, 因为疫情的原因，还会有吗？
I think they're doing things online this year, but I'm not totally sure. I know some of it is online, but they might have little marches still with less people.
因为疫情可能就是搬到网上去了。
Yeah.
在网上游行 ,online women's march.
Online protest.
说起这个妇女这个词来呢，我就会想起我们家发生过的一个景象，很有意思。就当时在寒假，我在客厅里面读书，然后呢，我妹妹呢正在梳头发。然后我爸爸就坐在那里，然后我爸看着正在读书的我，然后我爸就说，哎，你看咱们家真全呀，然后指着正在读书的我说，你看有才女，然后又指着正在梳头的我的妹妹，然后说你看还有美女。然后这个时候我妈妈就端着早餐进来了，然后我爸说看还有妇女。
That's really funny. That sounds like a joke.
Yeah.
We'd read on the
Yeah, it sounds like a joke. My father was really witty, you know.
That's so funny.
Yeah. 所以呢就是说当然在汉语当中就是称呼女性的话一般有很多称谓比如说女性啊妇女啊女孩啊女人啊等等。那么在这个英语当中肯定也有 different ways to talk about girls, right?
Yeah, there are. So of course there's the word girl, which girl is someone who is younger, maybe under 18, a child. And then there's woman, who is someone who is older, an adult. It's a little bit more grown up and maybe more respectful than girl.
Yeah.
And then there's also female, but female is more of like a definition or a scientific term, like male or female.
Yeah, male or female, 就是男性或者女性，这也是称呼女性的一种方式 female.
And then one way that is very polite and respectful would be lady.
Yeah, so, lady.
Yeah, if you were to maybe be at a show or a performance and they would say, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, lady 是更加正式的种称呼的方式哈，就是在汉语当中的话就是女士。
Mm-hmm.
所以呢基本上来讲是有这四种称呼女性的方式 girl, woman, female, and lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course there are disrespectful ways to talk about women too. So you definitely have to learn what ways are right and which ways are not.
Yeah, it's true, it's true.
Yeah, so if you are talking to a woman directly, you should never call her woman or lady. That seems very strange.
所以就是说如果我们去跟一个就是女同志来说话的话我们不能直接叫她 lady 吗
No, this is really rude. It's like if you saw a man and you said, hey man...Or, hey, gentleman, it would be very strange.
如果我们想直接去称呼这位女士什么的话那我们应该怎么样去称呼女性呢
Probably the best way is by saying ma'am. So you could say, good morning, ma'am, or ma'am to get their attention, or yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
所以我们可以直接说 ma'am,、M-A-A-M.Right, ma'am.
And then if you want to say their last name, so if their last name was Smith, then you would say Miss Smith or Mrs. Smith.
所以是 Miss Smith or Mrs. Smith. 哎，这个地方我觉得是有 difference 哈，我们很多人可能会 puzzled。我们在这个地方给大家澄清一下这个 Ms. 还有 Mrs. 它的区别。
This is very confusing, even...It takes me a long time to remember. But MS is for someone that is not married. Normally someone who's younger, and most importantly, she's just not married.
所以呢，就好像在咱们一小级，小朋友们称呼所有的女老师都是 Ms. 什么什么什么，没有结婚的，或者说你不知道她是不是结婚的，你都可以称呼她 Ms.
Yeah. If you don't know if they're married or not, it is safer to just say Ms.Because you don't want to be rude or offend them. So if you don't know, it's better just to say Miss.
Miss, 后面加上她的名字就可以了，对吧？ Miss Sila, yeah.
It's better to say Miss Smith and it she be married than say Mrs. Smith and she isn't married. That's very awkward.
Yeah, it's true. 所以呢，就是如果在美国也是，如果你比如你嫁给了这个史密斯，对吧？你就是 Mrs. Smith.
Yes, yeah, if you would be Mrs. Smith.
所以比如说我的名字是翩翩 right? 我丈夫的姓是赵所以呢可以有两种称呼我的方式、mm-hmm. 就是 Ms. 翩翩或者说 Mrs. 赵 right?
Yeah.
那就清楚了哈。
One easy way to remember is how my mom taught me when I was little is、Mrs. has an extra R, so it's like an extra person in the relationship. So, you know, she's married because there's an R.So, if that helps you remember.
That's a good way. That is very smart. 我一直有一个问题啊，就有的时候我们想要夸奖一个女性长得很漂亮，好像大家除了这个 beautiful, 或者说 pretty, 还有 cute, 以及什么之类的这些之后，好像不知道该用什么词儿了。我们来选一些特别漂亮的词儿来夸一夸我们身边的美丽的女性们吧。
This is a good one. So the normal ones, of course, are pretty and beautiful and maybe gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, gorgeous. I like this word because it sounds like what it means.
Gorgeous, 这个词儿真特别好。不要再用这个 beautiful 或者说 pretty 了，可以尝试用这个 gorgeous, 就是颜值超级高那样的。
Yeah.Another one you might hear someone say is, she is a 10.
She is a 10. T-E-N 吗?
Yeah. It's kind of like if you were to give them a grade out of 10. Uh-huh. So saying, she is 10 out of 10.
百分之百的, right? 满分的。
Yeah.
She is a 10, 就是指她是一个满分美人吗?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good way. And there's a few other ways you could say, she looks fine.
She looks fine, right?
Yeah.
拉长后面那个音就是 F-I-N-E, she looks fine, 夸张一点。
Yeah. And this one normally a man will say too.
哦，就是男士会用这个来描述他见到的一个让他难以忘怀的这种美女哈。
You could also say she is stunning.
She's stunning.、Mm-hmm. Stunning 就是那种惊艳的。Right?
Yeah, yes. And stunning, a boy or a man or a woman can use this.、
Mm.
Then、you could say she is breathtaking.
Breathtaking. Breath 就是呼吸美得让你窒息 She's breathtaking. Wow.、
Yeah, it takes your breath away.、you could say she is jaw-droppingly gorgeous.
哇这个真的 so dramatic.
yeah.
Jaw 就是你的下巴 Jaw-droppingly.Gorgeous, 就是让你掉下巴的那种美 She is jaw-droppingly gorgeous.、
Mm-hmm. You could also say she is like model material.
她像一个在模特那一行的是不是、mm-hmm. She's like a model material.、
Mm-hmm.
嗯、有做模特的料子。
Yeah, exactly. You could say she is something else.
She is something else.
This one is a little bit more like slang. It's not、mm-hmm. as professional.、
Mm-hmm.
But it basically means she is just so beautiful. She fits into another group or another category. She's just so different than everything else.
所以呢就是说 she is something else. 也是就是美的不像话美的好像不是这个世界的、huh?
Yeah, that last one that I hear people say is she looks like an angel.
She looks like an angel. 就是她像一个天使一样、
mm-hmm.
就这种一般是指那种就是说更清纯一点的那种女生可以说 She looks like an angel、
mm-hmm.
那说到这个女性、啊、还有就是跟这个西方的这种女性打交道的话可能有一些需要注意的地方在西方的话尤其在美国的话是不能问她年龄的对不对
Yeah, you can ask children their age, but maybe、mm-hmm. when they get in middle school or high school, you should ask what grade they're in, not their、mm-hmm. age. And then when they're grown up and they're a woman, you shouldn't ask about her age at all.
而且还应该还有别的吧比如说 weight.
Yeah, definitely never talk about her weight. Don't talk about the way her clothes maybe look different or say,Oh, I think you lost weight. Or maybe,、say, oh, did you gain weight? Never talk about her weight.
对，这个要特别注意的，因为我们有的时候中国人特别喜欢，就是为了表示 we are close, 你知道吗？就是表示关心。有的时候说，哎，你最近是不是胖了？你最近是不是瘦了 ？You are gaining some weight, or are you losing weight? 不管是轻了还是重了，但是记住这个 weight, 体重这个事儿是不能聊的 ，right?
Exactly. Because even、if you are trying to compliment her and say, oh, did you lose weight? She'll maybe be offended because she thinks you're saying she used to be fat.
Ah, 所以这个也是不能说的。尽管你是在 trying to compliment.、
Mm-hmm.
所以可以试着一些别的方式嘛。比如说 I like your dress or I like your hair, right?、
Yeah.
Something like that. We'll talk about the weight.
No. And... Even more important is you should never ask a woman if she's pregnant.
Wow, 这个千万不能问。这个很尴尬的。就是之前我有一个好朋友就他去一家那个母婴店嘛然后他进去的时候然后别人就问他哎呀你怀孕了吗然后完了之后他说我已经生完了。
Oh no! Yeah, you don't know how to respond when people ask you that kind of question.
所以不要问人家是不是怀孕了。
Yeah. Can get you in trouble.
对也不要说哎你最近看起来很憔悴啊或者说你是有点累啊、mm-hmm. 这种在西方也是不太礼貌的哈。
Mm-hmm. Or if they have、bags under their eyes, you、mm-hmm. shouldn't point it out. They will be very offended and wonder why you're asking.
对黑眼圈也好还是眼袋也好都是 bags under your eyes.Ice.
Yeah.
、所以就是不要去说这些东西哈。
Yeah. So now you know,、yes. not something you should ask.
对对对，所以就是文化不一样，就是我们的文化的话，可能这是表示关心的一种方式，但是呢，可能在很多西方国家，就是不要去跟人家谈论年龄啊、体重啊什么之类的，这个都不太好哈。
Yeah.
嗯，而且我记得我上大学那会儿，我们老师还告诉我。嗯、不要随便用 sexy 来形容一个女孩
yeah.
是这样的吗
Yeah, this one, some people will use it in movies or books maybe, but normal people won't really use it because it's a little bit rude. a little bit derogatory, that's a big word, but has a negative meaning.
正常人的话不太经常用 sexy 来去形容、yeah. 去说去直接去说这个女孩 you are sexy, something、
yeah.
like that.
You'd say that if maybe you are their boyfriend or girlfriend or、you are really close to them.
Yeah, 除非你是她的男朋友或者女朋友、mm-hmm. 否则的话呢尽量不要去说、you are sexy, right?、
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
其实 Cilla 我有的时候觉得做女生真的是挺幸运的哈，因为一年到头你会发现有各种各样的节日、然后男士们就要去做各种各样的事情来 show their love, right?
Yeah.
对，所以呢就是说在过这种妇女节呀、或者情人节的时候，在西方的话男生要做什么事情来 show their love or to do something to be polite to women?
Mm-hmm. On Valentine's Day, it is expected for the men to give women roses or flowers, and then、mm-hmm. Gifts and chocolate. So normally, traditionally, the men、mm-hmm. will give most of the gifts to the women, but recently it's been more even. You give gifts.
就是在情人节的 Valentine's Day 的时候，就是说男生会送女生礼物，女生也会送男生礼物吗？
It's becoming more common, yes. But men must、always buy women chocolate and flowers. That's at least、what you do.
、at least what you do. 就一定要有鲜花巧克力 right?
Yeah. Another、thing that men will do is,、this is almost everywhere in the U.S., you hold the door open for a girl or a woman when they're coming into、a building or when they're getting into a car.
That is gentleman-like. 就是男生呢一定要不管是在哪个地方一定是 hold the door open for women、一定是为女士开门然后把门然后拉着然后等到女士进去之后再关上。不管是这个什么餐厅的门呢、或者说哪里的门呢、或者说甚至是车门对不对、那么男生呢都是要去为女生开门的然后不管你认不认识这个女生而且呢我还有一个问题啊就是在西方你们那边就是在美国比如说那么谈恋爱的时候谁付钱呢、
The man, definitely. At least at the beginning, maybe the first 4 or 5 dates, maybe before、they are officially in a relationship.The man should always pay for the date.
所以呢就是 men are expected to pay.、
Mm-hmm.
因为现在这个社会好像男女越来越平等了 right?
Yeah.
所以很多这种传统好像就是已经开始感觉变淡了是不是所以我们可不可以说这种现象就是说they are fading out.、
Fading out the traditions.
Yeah, fading out.The traditions, 就是 fade, 就像是那种花凋落对吧
Yeah, but the idea of chivalry, which is a very strange word, but、chivalry is the idea of men being respectful and polite to women. So、all of those things would be things that are chivalrous or they need to do because of chivalry.
Chivalry,、就是一种骑士的侠义精神或者说、就是男士对女士的那种彬彬有礼啊那种殷勤啊体贴啊它 是来自西方中世纪的一种骑士的一种精神 chivalry 所以这个在西方国家还是非常看重的对不对这是他们的一个 tradition、好那今天呢我们关于妇女节就聊这么多
Alright, I hope you learned something and maybe you can all talk about what are your 妇女节 traditions and what that looks like in China and in other countries and what it means to be a woman and a girl in different cultures
Alright, 所以呢亲爱的听众朋友们你们可以留言告诉我们在妇女节的时候你收到的最 nice 的礼物是什么样子的或者说如果你是一个男生的话可不可以告诉我们在妇女节的时候你有没有对你身边的妇女同志们表达过任何的善意留言告诉我们吧
Thank you for joining us today
Until next time
bye